Okay, we're having a quick class on getting to know the Siddur. It has come to my attention that people very often need to find a certain tefillah, and they can't find it. People come to my house, they're looking for benching, they can't find it. People are standing as chatanim, and it's time for them to make kiddush, and they can't find where is kiddush. So let's begin with a quick overview, and we're going to try to cover as much as we can. Figure we got 4 weeks till the end of the semester, so we'll see what we cover. If all participants feel like this class is unnecessary, we will nix it as quickly as we began it. But last week, a lot of people voted for the class. I don't know if any of the voters are here, so we'll start and we'll see. I don't know. The Siddur generally goes according to the order of the day. Most Siddurim take on the same form. A point aside, Siddurim used to begin with the nighttime blessing of Hamafil. Ancient Siddurim, you'll see, begin with the night, just like the Jewish day begins with the night. But you don't find Siddurim like that anymore. Siddurim generally begin with this long introduction about why this Siddur is so great and why you should buy their Siddur. And after you skip that, they begin with the morning, the way the morning works. The donning of tefillin, matovu, adon olam, the putting on of tzitzis, and then the blessings of the morning. So, okay, so some print the Igeret Ramban in the front flap or the back flap. Okay, after we go through matovu, which is really supposed to be stated as we enter shul, adon olam, which is the declaration we begin our day with, then the Siddurim give us the blessings which should have really been said back at home. The blessings of Al Netilat Yadayim, the blessing of Asher Yotzar, the blessing on learning Torah, and then Elokai Neshama. And then all the morning blessings, Birkot HaShachar, the 15 blessings which we make, thanking God that we can discern between day and night, that God created us Jewish, that we weren't born into slavery, that we were born men, or women, thank God for being created as His will, that we have the capacity to see, all the 15 blessings, giving thanks for the basic things. And that brings us to the conclusion of Birkot HaShachar. Then we have a whole section which usually you skip. Now, that's the Akedah, which is a nice thing to say, it's a positive thing to say. Most people don't have time in the morning to say it. You have the Shema in the middle, which basically would begin with the part that people begin to say is Lo'olam Ye'adam Yirei Shamayim, right? Lo'olam Ye'adam Yirei Shamayim B'Seter V'Galuy. Person should always be a God-fearing person, and that goes through the difference between us and the nations. Yeah, but we don't. Usually, people don't say that. This is a prayer that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, it's in the Ashkenazi Sidurim, but again, when most people are short on time, if they get to say Lo'olam Ye'adam Yirei Shamayim et Shema Yisrael Atah Ad Shelo Nivra Olam Atah Mi Shenivra Baruch Mekadesh Shimcha Barabim, they're happy. Then we have Korbanos, right? The morning sacrifices. Technically, if you're not going to say anything else, if you're short on time, so at least say the Korban Tamid. The Tamid sacrifice, that's the sacrifice that was brought every morning and every night. Okay, we move forward, and what? You'll see, they usually says, if you could say the Ketoret, if you could say all of Korbanos, very good. It's a good thing to say Korbanos. And then we have the Braisa v'Ezeu Mekomon, after the Ketores. The Mishnayot, the fifth chapter of Zvachim, which is the one chapter which has no machloket. We have it on tradition all the way from Moshe Rabbeinu's time. Rabbi Shmuel says the 13 laws of derivation with which we can derive things from the Torah. Yud Gimel Midot Shatron Greshven. And that brings us really to the Kaddish Drabonon, which is a Kaddish that's said after learning. Kaddish that is so important that Chazal say the whole world stands on this Kaddish. And that brings us to the conclusion, so to speak, of Kolbanot. Then we say Az Ashkenazim Mizmor Shir Chanukat HaBayit LeDavid, and we're about to begin Psukei Zimra. Now Sfaradim begin with Hodu. Let's pause here. we saw the first part of the Siddur. Now let's get an overview of the rest of the Siddur before we go piecemeal. Okay? So what we're going to have is Sukkot Zimra of the morning. Hodu Lem Sukkot Zimra. Baruch Shomar, the Aludukas, Yishtabach, and then the blessings of Shema, Shema, the blessing after Shema, Shmoneh Esrei. Till here we generally know, right? Okay, so this I don't think we have to go into too much. After Shmoneh Esrei, what do we have? I don't remember. I don't think so. Okay, so after Shmoneh Esrei, this is where it starts getting confusing. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the custom is Ashkenazim and Sephardim. Every morning they say the Tachnun, the Yud Gimel Midos, the Avor Hashem Al Panav. So Ashkenazim, every Monday and Thursday they say the Yud Gimel Midos. Sephardim say it every morning. So if you have a Sephardi Siddur right after Shmoneh Esrei, you'll have this. Now, on days where we fast, so we also have Avinu Malkeinu, right? That's also sometimes printed. That's right after the Yud Gimel Midot. We have Avinu Malkeinu. Then we have the Vehu Rachum, which is the long Tachanun of Monday and Thursday. At the end of which we have the short Tachanun, which we say every day. We're up to Kaddish, and then we have Kriyat HaTorah for Mondays and Thursdays. So if you get an Aliyah and you want to know where you have Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach, etc., that's in the Aliyah. And the same thing for the blessing of Hagoma. After the Aliyah, so let's say someone has an ill person in their family, so they're supposed to bring them to the rabbi to pray for them, to give their name. If not the rabbi, we bring to the congregation Mishabech Lecholeh. And we also make a Mishabeach for someone who gave birth. We bring the Torah back, and then we have the Ashrei Uva Letzion. And that technically brings us to the final Kedusha, which goes back on the Shmoneh Esrei as well. And then, I'm going Ashkenazi now. And then we have, according to Ashkenazim, Aleinu Shir Shel Yom. Till here, we basically know. Ein Kelokeinu here in Eretz Yisrael, many have the custom to say. Now what? Okay, we finished prayer. So here, Siddurim differ. Some will print for you the things, the Aser Sadibros. Some will print for you the Parsha Samon, which they say is a segula for a good parnasa. Some will print the Yud Gimel Zchiros, the 13 principles of faith, 13 things, and the Zchiros, the things we should remember. Depends on the Siddur. But many print all kinds of things now after the morning prayer, which technically you don't have to say, but it's good to say. You guys with me? Now, here's what I wanted you to know, that after the whole morning prayer, we have blessings that are relevant for the day. So if you want the blessing of Al Netil Siyadayim, Hamotzi, Birkat HaMazon, Bracha Me'en Shalosh, that is generally printed after the morning blessing, meaning we're going in accordance with the person's day. The morning prayer, and then the blessings that you would have at a meal, the blessings after you eat mizonot, tfilat haderech. If you're looking for tfilat haderech, this is where you'll find it usually. After the morning prayer, before mincha and arvit, you'll find all you want a blessing on a rainbow. Where do you find it? Here. All the blessings are going to be here. After the morning prayer, we have all these unique blessings. And then we reach the mincha prayer. You want to know how to bris milah. Where do you have what you say to bris milah? So many siddurim will print it here. Before the shachris and mincha, all the individual blessings or individual prayers like tfilat haderech, the blessing on an unusual person. You see a midget, what bracha do you make? You see a person who is lavkan, how do you say that in English? A person who is totally white, their hair is white. Albino, right. That's over here.
What are the basic reasons for saying it? Under what, which circumstances?
That's a separate class. We're learning the Siddur now. You want to know where you have Sheva Brachas? You have it here. Bor Nefashos, Alamichia. All the short blessings are going to be here between Shacharit and Mincha. And Bezat Shem next week at 8:45, we'll begin with Mincha and the continuation of the Siddur. Our goal here is within the next 4 weeks to be familiar with the order of the Siddur so we can find things in the Siddur. So next week, Bezat Shem at 8:45, we will continue. I'm with you.